Now, COVID-19 is a disease that can cause severe respiratory symptoms, so it would seem to make sense that people with asthma or respiratory allergies would be more susceptible. But preliminary research out of the UW-Madison seems to indicate that the opposite might be true. Dr. Daniel Jackson is an associate professor of pediatrics and medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He's the lead investigator on a study of COVID-19 in people with asthma and respiratory allergies. Dr. Jackson, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, can you start us off by describing a little bit the effect that COVID-19 has on our respiratory system, our breathing system?
Yeah, so COVID-19 as a respiratory virus can cause a severe viral pneumonia, which for patients who develop that severe illness can lead to respiratory failure where they need to have mechanical ventilation in order to support their breathing. And ultimately, that can be one of the reasons that people can die from COVID-19.
So I would have gone in assuming that people with different kinds of asthma might be more vulnerable. They already are vulnerable to respiratory risks. What did you go into this research trying to find out?
So when we saw the initial reports coming out of China, one of the things that a lot of asthma specialists noted was the absence of asthma as a major risk factor for severe COVID-19 in China. And this really surprised us, just like you said, given the fact that patients with allergies and allergic asthma tend to have more trouble with respiratory viruses. And in fact, for example, with the H1N1 flu pandemic in 2009, asthma was a major risk factor for severe disease with H1N1. So we wanted to understand why perhaps we weren't seeing asthma and allergies being such an important risk factor for COVID-19 in those early studies.
And before digging more into your research, even in like normal-ish times, things like pneumonia and things like that would be a bigger concern for someone with asthma than for everybody else. Do I have that right?
Absolutely correct. So people with asthma tend to have greater risk of a variety of different infections, both respiratory and bacterial infections, leading to pneumonia. So right on target this was a surprise to see.
And talk about asthma a little bit. There are a couple different kinds of asthma. Can you spell those out for us?
Yeah, so I'm a pediatrician, and in children, allergic asthma is really the most common type of asthma, meaning that children have underlying allergies, and that is a component of their asthma. And in that case, most often bad asthma flares are triggered by infections with respiratory viruses. There are also people that have non-allergic asthma. That tends to be a little bit more common in adults. Those patients still often have significant difficulty with respiratory viruses and can lead to flares of their disease.
Okay, so here we are with your research now. What kind of things have we learned about asthma and its relationship to COVID-19 severity, and how do we try to figure out why those connections you found are there?
Yeah, so, ultimately, as I said, the data from China suggested that asthma wasn't a major risk factor for severe COVID-19. Early data from New York also has suggested the same. It may not be that asthma is protective, but it doesn't seem to increase your risk like we would have anticipated. So we decided to look at components of asthma and see whether there were particular components that might impact your susceptibility to SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19. And what we saw was that the receptor for this virus, so that's what allows the virus to get into cells and infect the person, that for a lot of the bad risk factors like obesity and cardiovascular disease and hypertension, that receptor tended to be increased in patients that had greater risk of COVID-19. So we wanted to look to see if perhaps allergy and or allergic asthma could be associated with a reduction in that receptor as a reason why you might be a little less susceptible. And what we found was that indeed allergy in particular, so respiratory allergy, meaning being allergic to environmental things like dogs or cats or pollens, was associated with reduced expression of that receptor for the COVID-19 virus. And that furthermore, if we expose someone to an allergen, these were prior studies that we had done, that receptor expression was reduced even further. So we thought this was a really intriguing finding that could provide some suggestion of a reason why allergy and asthma weren't increasing our risk like we expected it to.
Talking to Dr. Daniel Jackson at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health about asthma, allergic asthma, and risk of severe COVID-19 symptoms. Dr. Jackson, just to make clear, this doesn't mean somebody with allergic asthma should think of themselves as invulnerable to COVID-19, right? This is not a free pass.
It is not a free pass at all. It's very important that patients with asthma follow their asthma action plans that their providers have given them. This is a time of year when asthma tends to be triggered by environmental allergies and other things. We want to make sure that we're still controlling their asthma. But it may provide a little bit of reassurance for people that have had a lot of fear about asthma being a major risk factor for this disease. But I would say the jury's still out. We need to see a lot more information on these relationships over time.
Right. And that leads to my next question. What are you looking at next, Dr. Jackson, when it comes to asthma and COVID-19?
So about 2 weeks ago, we actually started a study that's being funded by the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease called the HEROES study, that's looking at children and their families and how the SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 virus infects children and their parents and siblings, and the risk factors for both infection but also for severe illness. And we think this information is going to be particularly helpful as we start to think about how we may be able to move forward in terms of opening schools in the future and all those kinds of things. But we'll also be looking at these specific risk factors like underlying respiratory allergy and asthma in these populations to see whether it truly impacts both the risk of infection but also the risk of severe COVID-19.
Now, with this idea that allergic asthma may make these receptors you're talking about, in effect, less friendly landing sites for the virus that causes the COVID-19 illness, are there thoughts that this might lead to treatment, to efforts to prevent people from catching the illness in the first place?
So I think it is important to think about how allergy or the allergic type response might be impacting susceptibility. We really need these further results of studies showing whether it's truly making a difference in both risk of infection and risk of severe disease. But if it is, then it would suggest that perhaps this immune response, which oftentimes is problematic with other respiratory viruses, may actually not be a bad thing with regards to COVID-19.
Now, looking at, again, people with allergic asthma and their risk of severe COVID-19 complications, is it across the board? Does it vary by age? Are there subgroups within this based on the data you have at hand?
So most of the data that we have is in children. And fortunately, children are actually much less susceptible to severe COVID-19 illness than adults and particularly older adults. So I don't think we can kind of take this across the board to talk about older adults with allergic asthma, since it wasn't part of the studies that we participated in. But, you know, ultimately, across the board, no matter what your risk is, it's really important that we continue to take precautions with regard to our exposures to the virus, with good hand washing, social distancing, and all of those things to maintain safety for all.
This is asthma we're talking about in particular. Are there other respiratory conditions where we know people are at a higher risk of COVID-19 complications?
So the data has been a bit mixed on that. So chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in some, or COPD, in some studies has looked like a significant risk factor. It's always a little bit hard to disentangle those risk factors in these epidemiological studies, just because a lot of patients with COPD, have smoked or continue to smoke. They also could be overweight, have hypertension, or other things that have been identified as risk factors. In general, we haven't identified COPD by itself as a major risk factor, but a lot of times those patients, because of a variety of comorbidities, may have more severe disease.
In our last few moments, Dr. Jackson, obviously asthma is always critical research and has life or death implications for people. But do you feel an even greater urgency now to look at respiratory conditions amidst this COVID-19 outbreak?
Yeah, we always have been very focused on asthma. As you said, it's a major cause of morbidity and unfortunately still mortality within our country and around the world. It disproportionately affects urban populations and minority populations, who also seem to be much more severely affected by COVID-19. So, I think it does highlight the importance of respiratory disease. COVID-19 has shed great light on that, and we'll continue to work to hopefully lessen that disease severity over time.
Dr. Jackson, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Daniel Jackson is an associate professor of pediatrics and medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He's the lead investigator on this study we've been talking about, looking at COVID-19 in people who already have asthma and respiratory allergies.